This by Joan Jett. And it's on the band's 1993 debut album. I'm going to have to hyphenate it. It's P-Whipped. But you can guess that. L7 up into that. Everglade, name of the track I played for you. Second single off the LA band's third studio album, Bricks Are Heavy. It's released April 1992. Slater Kinney, Ironclad, and that's off the Portland band's fifth studio album, All Hands on the Bad One. It was released May 2000 on Kill Rock Stars. Royal Blood with Hook, Line, and Sinker. It's off the UK duo's sophomore release, 2017's How Did We Get So Dark? How indeed? I know how. False Heads kicking off that set with Rabbit Hole. Lead single off of the East London Trio's debut full-length album, It's All There, But You Were Dreaming. It's released March 2020 on Lover's Music. It's the top of the hour. It's the Music Savage Show. I'm Ryan D, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, and WMFO.org. I've been rocking out, and I think the room is shaking. The glass is shaking. I think everyone that's driving by hears it, and that's what I'm looking for. Do you hear it? Yes. Yes, you do. Here's a track now from one of my favorite Australian bands, you know, because I play them here all the time. And this is the lead singer. She doesn't mince her words. And this song here is about how women have the right to make their own choices. And here's Amyl and the Sniffers with Choices from their fantastic album, Comfort to Me. Choices. Hopefully we still have them.
My tonight that we got the truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up the runs. Your turn to drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. And ride, ride, I'll ride. And ride, you ride. It's a roundup time with a good horse. Me, we're gonna drive one screaming off the street. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Got a black uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real, I play cops for pay. Let's ride, dress is a kick in the ass. Let's beat your balloon till you shit in your pants. No move, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Let's ride, you ride. The left newspapers might rewind a bit, but the guys at the station, they don't give a shit. Dispatch calls, oh, you're doing something wicked. No sorry, Jack, we're just giving tickets. Let's ride,
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
There's the greatest emo song ever written. It's My Chemical Romance. Man, I was singing at the top of my lungs that one. It's the Black Parade. It's the lead single off of the band's third studio album. That was actually, the track is called Welcome to the Black Parade. Lead single off of their third studio album, The Black Parade, released October 2006 on Reprise Records. And that album is a concept album about a man going, a dying man, and the songs kind of just follow his path. It's a pretty fine record. Up ahead of that, The White Stripes' Icky Thump, very relevant to now. Lead single title track off the duo's sixth and final studio album, released June 2007 at Third Man Records. The Dead Kennedys up into that with Police Truck as a 1980 B-side to Holiday in Cambodia. And that will later appear in the opening track of the band's first compilation album. It's called Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. That was released June 1987. Beastie Boys with Sabotage, lead single off the trio's fourth album, Ill Communication. It's released on Grand Royal Records in May of 1994. Sheer Mag up ahead of that with Steel Sharpens Steel. So good. And Sheer Mag hail from Philly. The single is off their 2019 album, A Distant Call, and kicking off a nice long set with Amyl and the Sniffers, Choices, and that's off the Australian Quartet's sophomore album, Comfort to Me, released September 2021 on B2B Records. And they're going on a world tour next year. And they're amazing live. Amazing. And they're going to be at the Roadrunner. The show kicks off, I mean, the tour, North American tour, kicks off next March, March 25th in Portland. And it'll stop here at Roadrunner on May 17th of next year. And they're playing with Sheer Mag. It's going to be a great show. Last time we saw them was at Roadrunner. And we were on the second level and watching the people below. And I haven't seen a mosh pit in a long time. And it was super fun. And I wish that we could... What I'd like to do is release Amy Taylor out into the world. People that were just elected. Cause she would... tear them apart. Very fierce. Ryan D, it's the Music Savage Show, and it's the last couple of sets, so let's get into it. Here is Stooges.
Be your Nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de Los Ángeles, Juana's Adicción.
We'll be right back.
goddamn radio. Hum along with me, along with the TV. Oh, 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 oh no.
Savage Show, and that was the Runaways with Cherry Bomb, debut single off of their self-titled debut album, was released March 1976 on Mercury Records. Jane's Addiction up ahead of that was Stop, lead track and lead single off the LA band's second studio album, Ritual de lo Habitual, was released August 1990 on Rhino. The Hives with Hate to Say I Told You So, lead single off the Swedish band's sophomore album, Veni Vidi Vicious, was released April 2000 on Epitaph. The Clash with Tommy Gunn, it's the first single off of their second album, Give 'Em Enough Rope, released March 1978 on Epic Records. And kicking off that set with the Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog, debut single off of their self-titled debut album, released August of 1969. It's the last set of Music Savage Show. It's been very cathartic playing this extra loud rock and roll today. I needed it. I think you might have needed it too. And it was good. It's good for the soul. I'm going to get back into it with, this whole show has been, it's been a focus on it, but this is clearly a focus for the last set. Music Savage Show, here's some Green Day.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Be sober. Let
You know what the son of Daft Punk means? Taking you around the world and back in rock and roll. Hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. That last set was, pretty pessimistic, but that last track, refuse to let idiots just ruin your life and day. We're gonna try. Dropkick Murphys, they're not having any of it. Woody Guthrie wasn't having any of it either. Man, we've been fighting this nonsense for so long. All of these songs. It's just mind-boggling. And Woody Guthrie knew all about it. He's been fighting it. He was fighting it forever. 10 times more, that call to arms was, and I'm speaking of Woody Guthrie because he wrote that. It appears on the Dropkick Murphys' 11th studio album, This Machine Kills Fascists. And that is an album of unused Woody Guthrie lyrics. And the Dropkick Murphys put those lyrics to music and released This Machine Kills Fascists September 2022 on Dummy Luck Music. No effects up out of that. Idiots are taking over. Off the LA band's 9th studio album, The War on Errorism, was released in May of 2003 on Fat Wreck Records for decades, hundreds of years. It's kind of incredible. Bad Religion, American Jesus, the first single from the LA band's 7th album, Recipe for Hate. There's so much to unpack in that. It's released June 1993 on Epitaph Records, and kicking off the set with Green Day, American Idiot. Lead single, lead song, and title track off of their 7th album, released September 2004, 20 years ago, and it could have just been written yesterday. Yep. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for always being out there. Thanks for having my back. I got your back. We have to have each other's backs. We don't have no choice. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be super bummed for a long time and kind of in a really bad mood, but I'm trying. I'm really trying. Really trying. And this helped. Music Savage Show helps. Music helps. You all help. So thank you. Keep on keeping on. Gotta fight back, not once, not twice, but 10 times more. Been Ryan Deese, Music Savage Show, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, so from Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. I want you to be kind to yourself. I'm trying. And be kind to others, be kind to animals. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. And make sure to check in on each other. I'm going to be seeing some friends tonight in Rhode Island. So I'm looking forward to that. And Sloan is here. And Sloan's bringing a friend. Where were you last week, Sloan? Sloan was dead, but she's back. She's back to life, and I'm very happy about this. She's revived, and she's up next. Looking forward to that. I want you to take care of yourself. You need it. We all need it. Sloan's going to take you in for the next hour, so stay tuned. This is Ryan D. signing off. See you, my friends. Till next week.